This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Coming up, singing legend Dionne Warwick joins us to talk about her new album, her current role on The Celebrity Apprentice, and to reflect on her half century in music. But first... Today is St. Patrick's Day, of course, and we're listening to some traditional Irish music, only it's not exactly traditional. What you just heard was performed by a Korean musical group called Bard. It's one of six bands scheduled to play on this weekend's St. Patrick's Day Festival in Seoul, South Korea. Now, you might be surprised to learn, as we were, that St. Patrick's Day is celebrated far beyond Ireland and the U.S. It turns out that Guinness in Green is enjoyed in Buenos Aires, Dubai, and in Seoul. In fact, Korea's capital city is gearing up to host its 11th annual St. Patrick's Day Festival. In addition to live music, including a Korean U2 cover band, there will be Irish folk dancing and two Hoolies, Irish-style parties. And at one of the parties, 50,000 won will get you unlimited beer and food all night. To know more about how Korea gets down on St. Patrick's Day, we've called Byung Chun. He's helped organize Seoul's festivities for the past decade. By day, he works for Samsung, but in his free time, he volunteers with the Irish Association of Korea. And he's with us on the phone from Seoul. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Seoul from Korea.
Now, I think a lot of people would want to know, are you Irish?
No, I'm Korean. Now I'm half Irish.
You're half Irish now, and you're wearing the green today, so you tell me.
Yeah, I'm wearing green ties.
How did you become in love with St. Patrick's Day?
Well, 10 years ago, one of friends, Irish-American friend, Tom Coyner, invited me joining to helping Irish festival in Korea, Seoul. Then we started in 2001. Then continuously I helped him until now, you know.
Well, I understand that last year's festival, this isn't just the two of you, you know, hanging out, that last year's festival drew over 15,000 people. So why do you
think
people love it so much?
Oh, yeah, we have all of Seoul Street, you know, Jongno City, that's the main street. A lot of crowd is watching us and get together, you know, dancing together, you know, singing together. And we enjoyed that day together. We exchanging Irish and the Korean culture together.
What do you think people like about it? I understand that obviously some expatriates probably enjoy the festival, but most of the people who come are Korean, yes?
Oh, it's the half of Korean is also on the street.
What do you think the Korean people like about it?
Well, different culture, and they would like to know, learn, you know, exchange the Korean culture to export it to the overseas, and they would like to accept some other culture coming to Korea.
Now, you know, Korea is also famous for beer, for its beer, as is Ireland. But the question I have for you, will you be serving green beer today?
Oh, yes. I'm Irish by now. Tonight, they're serving green beer here today.
What about corned beef and cabbage?
Oh, they do have, corned beef and have. They're serving the Irish food, you know.
What else are you going to be serving?
Well, basically, some Korean food coming together and some Western food coming together. Well, they're serving the Guinness, you know, famous Guinness is all around the city, you know.
Well, what's your favorite thing about St. Patrick's Day and how it's celebrated in Seoul? What's your favorite part of the holiday?
Well, most of the Korean people loving together, especially the Irish people. We have 700 Irish people in Seoul. Also, a lot of Irish, American Irish people here at the Hooli. They have 500-700 people singing together, drinking together. We enjoy the night, enjoy whole days. Irish atmosphere, the greens all over the street.
Well, thank you for joining us. I'm also wearing my green, but I feel that a green tie seems rather conservative. Do you think you might be able to add a hat, perhaps, or perhaps some green pants?
I do have a hat, too.
You do have a hat, too. Okay. Byung Chun is the organizer of Korea's 11th annual St. Patrick's Day Festival, which is put on by the Irish Association of Korea. He joined us on the phone from Seoul. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you very much. Enjoy night.